The Gemara in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph is discussing the concept that when a person goes to the mikveh, it's not enough just to be tovel, to become tar, but you have to have kavana for a specific thing, whether it's for chulin or for ma'aseh, you have to be mechaven to be tovel for whatever it is you want to be tovel for. And the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud brings down the following brisa. It says, "Meisivei oidei ragel achas b'mayim." If a person went into the mikveh and he came out, but he still has one foot in the water, huchzik l'davar kal, so if he's not fully out of the mikveh, he still has one foot in the mikveh, so even though he's already machzik himself with darakal, even though he had in mind that his tefillah should be for one thing, but he could still change his kavana and say, I want my tefillah to be for something else because he's not fully out of the mikveh. But Allah, but if he goes out of the mikveh, shuv eino machzik, he can no longer be machzik himself at all. So it's mavur from the Gemara that when you're, even though you left the mikveh, but if you still have one foot in the mikveh, you're still considered in the mikveh, and you can change your kavana to determine what your tefillah should be for. And the Gemara says, "Man tano ider ragel achas b'mayim." Who is the tano who holds it? When you have one foot in the mikveh, you're still considered in the mikveh, and it brings down Amar Padas Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds when someone goes into the mikveh and he came out, but he still has one foot in the water, we still consider him mechuber lemikveh. It's like the water on him is still considered, the water on his body is considered mechuber to the mikveh. We view it as still being in the mikveh. And because of that, the din would be that he could change his kavana at that point because he's not fully out of the mikveh. He's still connected to the mikveh and he's able to change his kavana. That's what the Gemara says to be mazber this price. Now, from this Gemara, the Achronim ask a very stark akasha on the famous Kesef Mishnah. There's a Yadudik Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perek Vav Halach Tersayin, that says a Gemara Kechidish and how Tvila works. Pashas, we understand that how does it work when a person's tub on the mikveh? What's Mitarim? When you go down, you immerse yourself in the mikveh. The Tvila, the going into the water, is what's Mitaira a person. That is the Maisa Hataira, being in the water. The Kesef Mishnah is Mechadish, they know that's not the Pshat. It's not the Tvila, it's not going down into the mikveh that's Mitaira, but rather it's the Aliyah, the going out of the mikveh. When you leave the mikveh, when you're out of the mikveh, that's what brings about the Tyra. As Lashon is, it says, it's Matayu is not being in the mikveh, but it's the Aliyah. When you leave the Aliyah mikveh is what's Matayu a person. That's the Gemara Kechidosh, famous Chidosh from the Kesef Mishnah. So, in fact, the Beis Yitzchak, he says, L'chayah from this Gemara, you see, not like the Kesef Mishnah. Because the if the Kesef Mishnah is correct, that you don't become tar until you leave the mikveh. So when the Gemara brings down this din over here, that when you still have one foot in the mikveh, you could change your kavana, meaning that the tefillah is not finished yet, we don't have to say, the Gemara says, who is this Tana? It's Rabbi Huda. We find that Rabbi Huda holds that the water and your body is connected to the mikveh, and therefore you change your kavana. Forget about Rabbi Huda. This should be true l'chuli alma. The Kesef Mishnah, according to everyone, calls man, you have part of you in the mikveh. You weren't yet oilim in a mikveh. There's no aliyah yet. You're still in the mikveh. So of course you could change your kavana because you're not tar yet. What's mitar you is being out of the mikveh, not being in the mikveh. And calls man, you're not out of the mikveh. You're still considered tamei. So you could change your kavana. So that would be a pashada reason why you're able to change your kavana. From the fact that the Gemara says, who is the Tana? It's Rabbi Huda, because we found the Rabbi Huda holds a chiddush that the water in your body is still connected to the mikveh. Sounds like that the Kesef Mishnah is not correct, and the tevila already is nigmar once you go down, and we have to come on to a new chiddush of Rabbi Huda that the water is mechuber because of gunachas or whatever, and therefore you could change your kavana. But it sounds like the Gemara is not just willing to say that this is going l'chuli alma, and that would l'char be a raya kineged the Kesef Mishnah. That's the kasha of the Beis Yitzchak. Now, l'char can answer this kasha al pi a chakir that the Achronim have in understanding the Beis Yitzchak. They have the following shayla. L'mashal, if you look in the Tshuvas Dvar Avram, Chelegim HaSemid Yates, he's mesupik, he has this chakir, how to understand the Kesef Mishnah. When the Kesef Mishnah says the Aliyah is Matar, what's the pshat in that? Is it the pshat that the full Aliyah is Matar, you have to be fully out of the mikveh, and then you become tar? Or is it pshat that even if a little bit of the person is already out of the mikveh, you're no longer in the mikveh, you came out, you're not fully immersed in the water, that's Matar. So is it Aliyah's Kulay or Aliyah's Miktsasai? So if you learn that the pshat is you have to be fully out, then the kasha is a good kasha. Because when I'm not fully out, I'm still tamei, I'm not yet tar, and I can change my kavana. And the question is, why didn't the Gemara say that we're going like chuliyam lefi the Kesef Mishnah? But the pshat is, and it's not being fully out, which is matariu, but it's even taking out a little bit of the body. Once a little bit is out of the mikveh, you're no longer in the mikveh, that's called an aliyah, then it's not a kasha. Once most of your body is out, even though your aglam is still in the mikveh, that would already be tar lefi the Kesef Mishnah. And that's why the Mishnah, that's why the Gemara is to come out to Rabbi Huda to explain why you're able to change your kavana at that point. So l'chara, this gemara would be a raya that you don't need to be fully out to become tahara for the Kesef Mishnah, but even miktsasai is enough to create that tahara. And I just want to end off with an interesting marmakim that l'chara is a shtickle raya to the shayla, and that is from the Sefer Reishis Bikurim on Becharis. The Sefer Reishis Bikurim Becharis, a Gevaldik Sefer from Rabbi Vemel Weinberg, who was a Talmud of Avnei Nezer, son of Zayin and Beis. He says a shtickle has been in the Kesef Mishnah, al piyei yisai, that he heard from Avnei Nezer. He says, what's the pshat that the Tamei is only tahar once you or out of the mikveh, not when you're in the mikveh. So Avnei is mazer the meaning of tefillah. Why is tefillah metayer? So he says that a person's chiyas, the chiyas of an adam, is beyabasha, not on the yam. People live on the dry land. We're not creatures that can live in the ocean. That's not our makim chiyas. That's not where we live. So when a person goes into the water, he's really being mevatel his chiyas. It's like a bitl achiyas in a way. It's like a misa. You're going into a place where you can't have kiyam. And when you go underwater, that is a bitl of your chiyas, as if your whole chiyas until now is batel and finished. And then when you go out of the mikveh and go back to the yabasha, it's like you regain a new chiyas. You have a new chiyas, like a new person in a sense. You're back to the makom achias, and that's what makes the tyra happen. Your old chias is finished with. There is nisbatel, now comes a new chias. So he says that's the pshat. Why you only tummy when you go up? Because when you go down, that's the bitl achias. But when do you become tyra? When you gain that new chias, when you're back in the makom hayabasha. That's why he's mazbeli kesem mishal fidav nezel. And fidav, it would be mistaber that the pshat is you have to be fully out of the mikveh. You're fully out of the makom bitl achias. You're back into the makom achias, and then you get your new chias, which is the tyra. So lefidat havana in the kesem mishal based upon the nezel, that would be a smach ledover that you have to be fully out of the mikveh, and not like the tzad that even a little bit is enough to create the tyra. But again, from our gemara, would be a raya lechar. Another way that even a little bit, being a little bit out of the mikveh, would already create the tyra lefid the kesem mishal.